toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, that which is the spirit of guidance. You might feel that you've come a long way to end up in a room with walls and floor, a room that's part of a building that's resting in the earth, that's made of the materials that exist in life. And it's easy to think, well, here I am. I'm in this man-made object. And yet that object was created out of the divine nature. All that exists is the divine nature. Bricks, steel, atoms, trees, whales, butterflies and bees, you, me. And we rest here in this moment, resting in our bodies, feeling our skin, being aware of our bones holding us up. Noting the space within our body. You might be aware of your spine, and how, in a very real way, the spine is like the trunk of a tree. Perhaps even as you sit here, you might notice, as you're present to your spine, it's receiving more strength. So we'll do that for a minute consciously, first being aware of the breath, realizing that each breath in, you're actually taking in the very life of God, the very life of the universe, the very life of the wholeness, flowing into your being. And as we're present to the spine, flowing into the spine, that divine life flowing into the spine, strengthening it, steadying it, bringing a new kind of energy that vibrates, that jiggles. Breathing out and let that energy radiate. radiating out through the nervous system, energizing all the organs, tuning and timing the whole vehicle of the body. Breathing in that boundless life of the universe. Breathing out and letting it receive, letting it inspire, letting it strengthen your being. And you might notice or be open to the possibility that as you breathe in this boundless life, it really does receive something from you on the out-breath, something of your essence. So we establish a give and take. Us receiving, being renewed, the wholeness receiving, the uniqueness that is you. After a while, you might feel your roots. Be aware that the spine is not the end of your connection to life, that there's an energetic component that goes deep into the earth. Perhaps you even experience it as touching the heart of the earth. And so again, like a tree, that taproot goes deep, the roots spread out. And the body becomes like a great support system. Holding you. Like a coat in the winter time. And you could be aware of the energy, the magnetic, the electrochemical energy of the body, the chi, and how that extends a little beyond the body. And then be aware of a finer aspect . Remember every sound you hear is the beloved letting you know it's still there. And so here we are, skin and bones and muscles and tissue and tubes, the cloak that we live within, energy surrounding it, like the scarf, and then light beyond that. Some people call this light that surrounds the energetic aspect of ourself as the aura. The native people say each level is an aura surrounding the uniqueness of you. And you know that light travels. It's not static. And so that light component of you is moving at 186,000 miles per second. And in a very real way, we find ourselves a part of the sun. The sun's light always embracing us. We live and move and have our being in the body of the sun, the life of the sun. And our response a radiant connection, life in life, light in light. And you might also be aware of that light of your being extending beyond the sun, moving out through our galaxy, merging with the light of the universe. taking your place as a star. In the wholeness of the universe. And in that universal wholeness, there's the cosmos, the physical component, the light component, its essence. And perhaps you even feel the connection of the heart of the universe, the central sun, and your heart. Remembering to feel your roots, letting the container of your life be strong, and become aware of that essence of being. Take a moment to remember the path from the body to the energy to the light to the sun, the stars, the wholeness of the universe, of the cosmos, and into the essence. And now turn to the source of your purpose. And if you care to, you could just open yourself, allowing yourself to receive. To receive blessing, grace, perhaps to receive something of that which you're yearning for at this time. And you could imagine or feel that somehow your heart is touched. Your being infused. Your commitment strengthened. Your life blessed. So come back to that experience of energy flowing through your body, flowing through your being. Light upon light, flowing through your body, flowing through your being. Blood. Nervous impulses, hormonal structure, all being balanced. Through the blessing of the One. And turn to your relationships, your friends, those you love, those you don't love so much. The wholeness of the world. And in a way that works for you, you can let that blessing, that divine breath, that divine light and life, the very life of the One, flow throughout the world, touching those you care for. The blessing of God, going to the places that are so hungry for it. And then notice within your own thinking, your thought process, your memories, your creativity and inspiration. Let that divine grace and blessing flow through that whole domain. Of the mind. With every breath, the divine life and light coming into your being, flowing through the cobwebs of the mind, bringing new light. New life into your being, into the mind. Like a fresh breeze. And realizing that at the depth of the mind is the heart. Letting that divine life renew the heart. Restore the hurt places. An infusion of love. Something beyond a sentimental love, the kind of love that keeps the stars whirling in their places, that keeps the dance of the universe a divine essence. Sparkling in your heart. You might even imagine or notice a response from the very deepest place in your heart, where your heart opens to a whole universe of potential. Letting that essential aspect of yourself, the light of your being, your interconnection with life, your mind, your heart, and even your body align in wholeness. Move towards wholeness, congruence, ease. Syncing up with the whole of life. And as you turn to your life here, this amazing gift of getting to breathe and think you're separate for such a short time in the scope of the universe is so valuable. You might look towards our time in the next few days and ask yourself, what would I wish for? What would I like to come away with at the end of this time of retreat and communion with others on the path? And you might ask yourself also, in your purpose, in fulfilling your purpose, what would you wish for at this time? And you could allow yourself to receive. Like receiving a wafer of blessing. Don't worry about what it is you're received, what it is that you're still receiving. Just be open, knowing that this is going to be a blessing in your life. And when you're ready, letting yourself harmonize with the sounds, with the energy around you, with the vibration in the air, practicing being at ease in all circumstances, you could open your eyes. Being aware of the texture of the air, the quality of light and sound. Being open to harmonizing in all circumstances. We'll open our eyes, and you could either stand or sit up straight. Rubbing your hands together. Patting the body, starting at the head, coming down. Tap, tap, tap. Remembering that the hands are the extension of the heart, pressing the energy from the heart up over the shoulders, down the inside of the arms, out the fingertips. Three times. The advanced practice of this is also wiggling your toes. And up over the other shoulder, down the inside of the arms, out the fingertips. three times. And take a deep breath and relax. Being both here and beyond. I have some music for you. This that I'm going to play for you is the invocation said in the Maori language. Which is one of the root languages. And root language is not just language of thought, it actually carries the vibration of the words, of the meaning of the words. So I thought for today, this might be a beautiful way to begin our day. Ooh. May your day be filled with great blessings. And may your time here provide just what you need at this point on the path, this point in your life. And won't it be wonderful to notice what you've received during this time of meditation as it manifests? So, blessings on your day.